Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Get it. The Burt Show.
Sure, you go to a fancy charity event, they want you to dress up in formal wear, you get it, right? You go to a wedding, you gotta dress up for that, there is a dress code, makes a lot of sense. But kindergartners having a dress code?
Yes, it's my jaw dropped when I heard this. So I was with some other moms chatting and then it came up and I hadn't even read this. You know, maybe this is on me. There are some parents who literally read every single piece of information that they can get. Now we're up to 5 different apps. God knows how many PDFs. I'm like, nope. Yeah. I'm going to read the calendar that they send home. I will subscribe to the PTA calendar. Anything else I need to know, I will get in an email. Like I cannot be studying for a PhD level course in kindergarten. Okay. So talking to some other moms, then it came up about a dress code and my head snapped so fast. I was like, what? There's a dress code? And I assumed it was like a dress code they had in pre-K where they had to wear closed toe shoes just for the playground and stuff like that. I'm like, totally makes sense. Or maybe even if your kid's going to wear a dress, put shorts on underneath, which we do anyway. No, it was they're not allowed to show their shoulders.
Ooh.
For you,
that's no bueno.
We live in the 7th circle of hell, aka Georgia in the summer, okay? It's been unnaturally cold last few days, and by unnaturally cold, 75 degrees,
hasn't
okay?
Been fantastic.
It's been
fantastic.
It's
been amazing. Mm-hmm. Actually, it did drop to like the 60s the other night, and nice. I was like, oh, God is real.
Sidebar, I have an English bulldog that I can't really walk very much in the summer here in Georgia because it's so hot, and they get, they'll just have like, she'll have a seizure, right? So the last couple of days, I have been able to walk her, and she's just like, I can't wait for the heat again because she's put like 7 pounds on.
Oh, poor thing. And it's so I feel her pain. I step outside and I start sweating buckets. Yeah. And kids are no different. And they're running around outside, climbing, playing, being kids. And my thing is, I understand sometimes rules are made and I might not understand them, but there's good reasoning for them. And I try and think through that. I cannot for the life of me wrap my head around why a 5-year-old should not be allowed to show their shoulders at school.
Is it a super conservative school?
No,
nope, I mean, it's not like a religious Catholic school.
Yeah, Catholic school, I would understand. You need to cover yourself up for chapel. I respect that, but this is a public school. So in my head, public, not private. So in my head, I'm like, yeah, okay, probably not going to do that. Maybe we'll see if she gets sent home. And if you send home a kindergartner for showing your shoulders, you're weird.
This doesn't seem that odd to me because this is the dress code I followed growing up. My whole life, like from kindergarten on, you had to have your shoulders covered point blank period, which of course was annoying because I was a little fashionista in second grade and sometimes you wanted to wear a tank top. But I thought this was like the standard school dress code, no?
Yeah, and I'm assuming no shoulders means for boys and girls, so no tanks. Is that their way of saying no tank tops?
Maybe, but so growing up, I did not have that because I grew up in Louisiana and God bless, somebody had common sense and was like, well, let the children show their shoulders. I think no spaghetti straps was the rule. For for girls in Louisiana, and it might have changed now. And the thing is, like, what's wrong with the tank top then? Like, that's what I don't get. What's wrong with what is wrong with 5-year-olds showing their shoulders in a really hot state when they will be playing outside?
Well, I know you get to a certain age and deodorant is key, but
they're not there yet.
They're not there yet. So you want them pits covered, not so much the shoulders covered. You can keep the smell in.
So y'all are making me feel a little better. Like, yeah, it is weird. There may be a reason, but it's kind of weird.
Yeah, I don't, I can't.
Yeah, I can't put my finger on it.
None of the stuff like teenagers, girls, cover yourself up so you don't distract boys. That doesn't exist when you're 5.
Right.
And if it exists because of adults, then you didn't do a good enough background check. So what's the problem?
Can't tell you.
If you thought celebs in Hollywood were toxic and dangerous now, forget your baby oil and freak offs. Because in 17th century Paris, that was the backdrop for an era of toxic love, poison, and black magic in a scandal known as the Affair of the Poisons.
Hear ye, hear ye. Come forth, all Instagram baddies and crypto bros, for the most salacious gossip in the whole village. Abby's done the work to bring you ye old gossip.
Welcome to Versailles in the 1670s. This is where... We got real French up in here real quick.
Yeah, we did.
Where the king is Louis the something. He's
what are the letters?
XIV.
XIV. Don't say it. No, no. Oh, Cass, let us try to figure it out.
The 15th. There's a lot of Louis.
So X is a 10.
Mm-hmm.
And then the I is, but it's an IV, so that's 4. So this is Louis the 14th.
Louis the 14th. Did I get it?
I really loved the way you guys worked that out.
We show smart. We talk about placentas. And Roman numerals on the show today.
Not the smartest show on your
this
dial.
This is what happens when we go back to school. All my brain cells come back. Anyway, all I know, this is the Sun King. So he's the guy who basically looked at feudalism and he was like, what if I made this about me? The palace is gorgeous in Versailles. It smells like perfume, horse poop, and unresolved trauma. Every noble there is...
horse poop and unresolved trauma.
Yeah, all right, you get it. Here for thirsty for attention. And when I say thirsty, I mean they want to sleep with the king. They want to murder your cousin or at least die trying. Mm-hmm. So Louis the 14th has this mistress. Her name is Madame de Montespan. She's basically Kim Kardashian of powdered wigs. Okay. But then Louis, he notices a younger, hotter mistress. And Montespan is like, no. I will not be soft-launched into obscurity by a man with syphilis and a bad perm. So what does she do? Does she reinvent herself? Does she start a lifestyle brand? Maybe do a little Pilates? No! She does what every modern woman does, and she hires a witch! Because in the 1600s in France, the solution to everything is basically find a fortune teller or murder somebody. So she meets this person named La Voisin. It's the correct pronunciation.
I'm sure it
she is. She
is
the Jeff Bezos of black magic. She sells love potions, pregnancy terminations, and poison that fits in your clutch. Basically, if Etsy had a satanic murder section, she would be at the top of the list.
Huh.
So Montespan sneaks into one of these black masses. Picture it. There's like candlelight, sulfur, bad decisions. And La Voisin says, okay, now you got to lay naked on this altar. We're going to summon Satan. And she's like, okay, sounds legit. Let's do it. So a priest, a real one, comes in and starts chanting something like, oh, dark Lord, please make the king's new mistress mysteriously dead. Probably some Latin in there as well. And because it's 1675, they also toss in a dead baby just for funsies. This was not a family-friendly ritual, obviously.
Obviously.
And guess what? It works. So suddenly, the whole of the French nobility, they are scurrying for the same treatment. Like when everyone saw Lindsay Lohan's new facelift, they're like, we got to get us some of that. Suddenly, the nobles, they are dropping like flies. Husbands, poisoned. Mistresses, gone. Random guy at brunch, dead. Maybe poison. Maybe bad oysters. So Versailles basically becomes the French Hunger Games, but with more lace and way worse hygiene. The motto was, trust no one and always bring your own wine. So eventually the king's secret police raid Paris, which is like a witchy underworld world at this point, and every single person is probably guilty of something. They arrest La Voisin, and she's like, yeah, I poisoned half your wives, and what about it? And I'd do it again. They burn her alive in public because in 17th century France, they had no chill.
Mm.
They were like, Yelp review, 1 star. No, you're going to be firewood for the rest of the night. So here's the gag. Madame de Montespan, she never got punished. this mistress that really started this whole black poison revolution, never got punished.
The one that hired the witch?
Yes. Louis XIV was like, yeah, she probably murdered a bunch of people, but she also has seen me naked, so she knows too much. So he just lets her retire. And that, my friends, is the affair of the poison. So next time you're feeling a little messy, wanting to subtweet an ex, just remember, at Versailles, the other woman might hire a witch to curse you naked in a church.
It's important to keep in mind.
Mm-hmm. Always important to remember.
Learned so much on this show.
I'm telling you, this is like NPR this morning. really stupid NPR.
We're so smart.
The dumbest NPR.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.